Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
According to the Jasmine brand, Nicki Minaj's mom is doing a tell-all interview about her son's rape case. Her name is Carol Mirage, the mother of superstar raptress Nicki Minaj. She just announced that she's going to be speaking on her son Jelani's rape case in an interview. She insinuated that details on the case will be given in the interview. I'm not sure if that's good. But Nicki Minaj fans are begging Miss Carol not to move forward with the interview, urging that talk of Jelani's rape case is going to negatively affect the sales of Nicki's upcoming Queen album. One Twitter follower said, Atlantic is paying you too, huh? We come aboard. I don't get it either. So Shiggy is warning his fans about the dangers of doing the In My Feelings challenge for moving cars. I mean, should anybody have to do this? Shouldn't you know? But ghostwriting is nothing new, but the trend has become a big situation since Shiggy premiered the In My Feelings challenge. Folks wanted to up it a little and do it out of a moving car. We've seen so many videos on this. Shiggy is explaining, personally, I don't really like what's going on with it because it's getting dangerous. A lot of kids are starting to do it. Do it safely and have fun. That's what it's supposed to be about. It's not even supposed to be about challenging yourself or doing the most extreme thing you can do possibly. It's supposed to be a formation of 4 to 5 moves that you really don't have to get out of your car to do. So how about not doing that? According to TMZ, Drake is looking to lock up the rights to phrase God's plan as the rapper continues cashing in on his hit song. And according to documents obtained by the website, Drake is aiming to use God's plan for a bunch of clothing merchandise and a TV game show. Plus, yes, there's more. The usual things like downloadable music, music videos, audio recordings, marketing, and promotion. Drake boasts in a video about giving away $1 million, maybe less than that, just to strangers. Trademark means he's now ready to cash in for himself. What that has to do with the game show, I don't know. Maybe he will do it, and I'll probably watch it. After several vandalizations of the monument in protest of his discriminatory statements, the West Hollywood City Council has decided to remove Donald Trump's star from the Hollywood Walk of Fame. West Hollywood Mayor and LGBT activist John Duran tweeted the announcement saying the WHCC unanimously passes resolution asking the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce to remove the Donald Trump star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, including a lot of hashtags, one saying, make America into America again. I don't even know why he got a Hollywood star anyway. I don't like any of his movies. The Jasmine brand is reporting that Wendy Williams, radio personality turned daytime Emmy talk show host, recently spoke about the worst advice she received in her career. She says, it's actually been from another woman. She calls me into her office after I do my shift and she says, close the door. You know, we love you and you had great numbers in New York, and that's why we brought you here. But I don't want you to turn into a dinosaur. You did there. You can't do here. Wendy goes on and says, when she said that to me, I said, oh, my gosh, what is going to become of me? In a new city, I can only be me. So I just put it in my head. I'll show her. But that was the most hurtful piece of advice I've ever received. Let's just say she's not Wendy and will never be. I guess that's good she doesn't take anybody's advice, huh? After 9 years in prison, Pro Football Hall of Famer O.J. Simpson seems pretty happy living life on the outside. A video released by TMZ Sports, it does contain profanity, so make sure you get permission from mom and dad. Simpson told a fan at Las Vegas restaurant Monday, being a felon ain't that bad. Simpson was found guilty on kidnapping, criminal conspiracy, assault, robbery, and using a deadly weapon back in 2008, and he tried to take back the items, but that didn't work out too well. On the Hills of being granted parole in 2017, he hasn't been in trouble since. He's been a visible figure in Vegas, though, since the release. And TMZ is saying he's been treated like a local celebrity in the area. Well, that's because he's OJ. Okay.